Stuff Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is still waving those bloody shirts as hard as they can from Boston. And they're going through the family trees. Oh, this runner's mother was injured, and this person's first cousin's lawyer's chiropodist's accountant's secretary was injured, and they're just going on and on and on about this whole thing. So there's definitely an agenda at work. They're trying to rub all of America's nose in the bloody sidewalks of Boston right now, and there's got to be a reason. And remember back when I said the FBI is often creating the very cases or the very situations that are cited as political justification for further erosion of our civil rights. And there's a reminder. You know, we've heard the white supremacists are being demonized and they're racist and they're all the rest of that stuff. And it's part of that whole divide and conquer to keep the blacks and the whites angry with each other, to keep the men and women angry with each other, to keep us divided against each other so we don't unite as one American people and look at the real source of all of our problems, which is private central banking and a complicit federal government. And just a reminder, remember Hal Turner, who was out there on the radio, and he was just saying all of these very provocative things and screaming at people, and he was often cited by the corporate media as a reason why there had to be controls on the content on the internet and the blogs. And it turned out, of course, he was an FBI informant. His code name was Valhalla. And he was out there basically putting out into the alternative media what the FBI wanted to be there in order to attack the alternative media. Going to go to the phones. Ben in Chicago. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, appreciate it, Michael. Aloha. And hey, love the show, man. Just started listening to you about a year ago and had my favorite talk radio all day long. But hey, you know, you just had a caller mention the significance of April 15th. And one of the biggest significances that I haven't really heard talked about is the fact that it's Israel's Independence Day, April 15th. So I thought that was a pretty interesting coincidence, but I think it's pretty early to talk about whether or not this is a, you know, a false flag. I hear a lot of people talking about whether they're of that opinion. You mentioned some of the previous precedents that the FBI has set with some of these provocateuring events, one of which, I mean, I'm in Chicago. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. There was a big one in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm not sure if you recall about these five kids that they arrested that were plotting to bomb a bridge in Cleveland, and that proved to be false and actually proved to be you know, kind of spearheaded by one of the FBI informants who was subsequently arrested. So, so definitely skeptical of what's going on in Boston. You mentioned the JFK fire. Not sure how that's related. If it is related, in fact, it would be one hell of a coincidence if it isn't. But I'm trying to, you know, bide my time, play this one close to the vest before I make any determination about what I think's going on. But one of the things that was encouraging to me was yesterday they didn't have, as you would put it, some kind of patsy or some initial suspect that they rolled out. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about the Saudi national kid. It seems like they're backing off of him as a suspect. That would have concerned me a lot more if they had had a suspect ready to roll out. I would have been a lot more suspicious. So that being said, maybe this is an organic act of terror. Who knows? But I just want to get that out there. I mentioned the April 15th. Keep rocking on, Michael. Appreciate the show, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. I think the fact that they do not have a ready suspect or villain to throw at us is actually more alarming because, again, it looks to me like they're going to use this Boston bombing to justify a crackdown on all dissident groups, independent media, anybody who doesn't like private central banking or the actions of the federal government and the disastrous course this nation is on, and it is on a disastrous course. They're trying to do the gun grab. There's too many people standing up and opposing the gun grab. So this could be the beginning of the federal government saying, we must enforce the law on blah, blah, blah. And then they invent a whole new bunch of laws like CISPA to basically go on out and try and silence all dissent for this rush toward whatever it is they think they're doing with the New World Order. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is now reporting officially the Saudi gentleman who was injured, was in the hospital, is not a suspect. The only reason he was a suspect is he was seen running from the scene of the bombing. You know, when bombs go off, people tend to run. And many, many years ago when I was down in Australia, I witnessed a terror bombing. And guess what? People were running away. Didn't mean they were guilty. Going to go back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple things, Michael, but to go on with your suspect thing, if we went by our drone strike criteria, if you were a male between 15 and 45, then, you know, you're a suspect. So, but at any rate, what
well,
I was
thank goodness
about,
I'm safe.
Yeah, but you remember that earlier caller. I largely agree with. I'm not completely sold on this. I largely agree with you that this probably is a false flag. But I'm starting to grade them now as to the learning curve the government has, because I suspect that it probably is. And one of the things that you correctly pointed out is, for once, they didn't roll out the Oswald or the Timothy McVeigh, which they caught mm-hmm. a couple hours later, or, you know, the guy at the Times Square bombing or whatever. And then they haven't so far had the the people calling in and saying they had previous notice, like Odigo or you know, the London bombing with Mossad, and I think Madrid also had a Mossad pre-warning. So they seem to learn on that one. However, the politicians simply can't get it out. They can't be seen looking like they're sitting on their hands. So they have to have, like, the FEMA still there. In this case, they have to have the dogs and the bomb squads there ahead of time, and they have to have their exercises, right? You know, the exercises that always accompanies this thing, like, you know, like the exercise they had at 911 for a building, a plane hitting a building.
Yes.
This time they had one for bombing, which, of course, enables them to react faster and not look like the incompetent boobs that they are. They just can't get away from the exercise thing. That's something that they won't compromise on. But I would give them a grade, a B minus at this false flag. They've corrected a lot of their past mistakes, and they're getting much better at it.
Well, the problem is the public is getting much more skeptical, and I want to be very clear here. It is my presumption that this is another false flag attack.
Yeah, me too.
Should evidence surface to the contrary, I'm willing to revise that position. But given all the false flags that we have seen, given the media saturation to try and exploit this horrible tragedy as much as possible, it does feel like a false flag. And I think the absence of a Lee Oswald or an Osama bin Laden is because this attack is going to be used to justify greater federal police powers, to ram CISPA through, to say we've got to watch more, we've got to read more of their email, we've got to listen to all their phone calls, all of which provably did not work yesterday, but they're right out there pushing more of the same thing at hideous taxpayer expense.
Well, didn't this also coincide with some votes on the gun bill in Congress?
Yes, it does, but there are no guns involved in this situation. There's no assault.
Oh, I understand. Well, what they can do, Mike, is they can say, well, we're pursuing leaves, and it looks like a white supremacist, anti-government, whatever, you know, and that's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, I'm expecting they're going to do that. Even if it is a genuine organic terrorist attack, they're still going to exploit it for whatever their political gain they can get out of that situation. And right now, the only venue for the gun grabbers to get on board this particular wagon is to call for taggants added to gunpowder, which would then require all purchases of bulk gunpowder to be registered.
Right. Well, not to get too far afield, but you mentioned the hundreds or thousands of pounds, I can't remember the quantity, but it was enormous, Homeland Security had purchased
700 pounds of high-density ANFO and 700 pounds of RDX.
And that goes along with the further 20,000 M16s which were stolen in Kuwait last week. Did you read that? I think I read it on your blog.
Yes, we reported on that. Unguarded warehouse. 20,000 M16s, full auto military weapons, just vanished.
Anyone want to make a bet that they end up in Syria or Libya or Mali or somewhere like that?
I would say probably most of them are on their way to Syria right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Mike. Anyways, just wanted to go ahead and... But if it is a false flag, my point is they're getting better at it. They didn't make some of the really obvious mistakes, but there's some that they always make, and they always will.
Well, I think all these false flags were a mistake because, again, we're dealing with a very skeptical public who's not willing to believe these official stories at face value any longer. And so they may be correcting their past mistakes, but it's too late.
I know. I agree.
Okay?
All right, guy.
All righty. Now then, over at activistpost.com, they're reporting that 34 civil liberties organizations are opposing CISPA following the markup that was done last week behind closed doors. Apparently, the new version of the bill is now out there for public review, and it basically erased all possible privacy protections for the American people. What CISPA is going to do under the guise of cybersecurity is basically make everything that you do on your computer, online, social media, smartphone, open to government surveillance without warrants, without restrictions, and without regard to where the data is sent for what purposes. It's basically like telling the police, you know, here's a key to my house. I trust you not to do anything wrong when you're inside my home. And it's a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. And no doubt they're going to use this Boston bombing to try and ram that through Congress, saying, we need more surveillance. No, we don't. You got all the surveillance already, and it didn't work because the volume of data they're collecting on the American people is so vast, it is impossible to correlate the information to yield a meaningful result. Boston proved that. It's a complete, utter failure. And here they are pushing for more of it. Peter King's out there saying, we've got to make sure that Homeland Security and the police have got more money. Why? They're wasting the money they got now. It's a complete waste of money. All of these intelligence agencies. We have 16 intelligence agencies. One ought to be enough. It's all egos and turf war and money out there. Meanwhile, getting back to the gun grabbers, one story that came through, apparently down in Virginia, a psychiatrist has gone public that he gets a $3,000 bonus for every veteran he is able to declare mentally unfit to keep and bear arms. So they're literally paying money to disqualify returning veterans from owning guns. That's how desperate they're getting. Why are they targeting veterans? Well, because in the event of a confrontation between the federal government and the 50 states, those veterans are the most highly trained and combat-ready segment of the population. So they're out to take the guns away from the veterans. What a slap in the face for all these kids who put on that uniform and went out and fought the bankers' wars, did as they were told, and they come back home, and the first thing the government says is, we don't trust you with your guns any longer. And they're out there literally paying bounties to psychiatrists to say, oh, this veteran, he's suffering post-traumatic stress disorder, and he's addicted to SSRIs, and therefore he can't be allowed to have his guns. The gun grab is definitely, definitely on. All right, want to talk about some other things here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And by the way, for that caller who called in earlier about climate gate and carbon taxes, I have reprised my main article on that subject to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, so you can go take a look at that. And we have covered it in intense depth, what a fraud that is. Now, getting over to North Korea, remember end of last week, John Kerry was heading over to the Koreas to defuse the situation and get everybody to talk peace. Well, apparently somebody has decided going forward with an attack on North Korea is back on the policy table, because now John Kerry is pulling back and saying, well, you know, it's pointless to have artificial talks with North Korea. We can't take anything they say at face value. And so now they're backing away from making peace, and it looks like they're trying to gin up some way to go to war with North Korea. Who knows? Maybe they'll blame the Boston bombing on North Korea. Wasn't a pressure cooker, it was a kimchi pot. And they'll be off and running with that whole thing. North Korea's government, of course, is vowing that unless South Korea ceases its anti-North activities, which includes all of these military drills, that North Korea reserves the right to retaliate. Now, I'm sure all of us would like to tone down some of the rhetoric, but on careful examination of what they're saying, they're not saying anything that is unreasonable. They are feeling very threatened by the U.S. military presence. They're feeling very threatened by U.S. nuclear weapons. They're feeling very threatened by these military drills between South Korea, Japan, and the United States just off their shores, practicing for what is clearly an invasion. And so it's reasonable for North Korea to say, if you attack us, we will attack you back. That's what deterrence is supposed to be about. And, of course, the U.S. is back to screaming about, oh, North Korea, they've learned how to miniaturize their nuclear weapons. Nuclear threat, nuclear threat, nuclear threat. So they're thrashing around on that one. Meanwhile, over in Syria, Assad's forces have succeeded in breaking through the rebel blockade of a couple of key military bases. And this is now opening the way for renewed supply lines and possibly the ground for a new campaign to recapture territory lost to the hired mercenaries. So the war in Syria isn't going very well at all. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
I was driving to work one morning in Austin, Texas, listening to talk radio. And I heard this guy say the Federal Reserve is a private bank that prints money out of thin air. Well, I was so amazed to be informed of this that I made his website one of my favorites and proceeded to listen to his mind-liberating audio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over at From the Trenches World Report, we're getting a story, and a lot of other people are also noticing this. The media is now starting this constant drumbeat of the patriots are responsible for the Boston Marathon bombing. Oh, gosh darn, those people who disagree with the government, they're resorting to violence. And, of course, that's completely absurd. It's completely nonsense. Any group within a country that is seeking to change the system needs popular support. They are not going to carry out actions that destroy public sympathy for their cause. When Thomas Jefferson and George Washington were out there trying to kick out the British government and, more to the point, the Bank of England, they didn't go into colonial schools and start killing children. They didn't start burning American villages. That would have been counterproductive. They needed the support of the American people to lead to the War of Independence. And the same is true today. The patriots, whether you call them the Occupy movement or simply independent media, whatever you want to call them, we need the American people. We need their opinion. We need their sympathy, and we need their support. nobody within the Patriot movement is going to do something that will sabotage that public opinion. The government will do that. And I'll give you a good example, and this goes back to the Vietnam War, where the FBI, using their on-campus informants, set up a mass protest outside the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim. And then once that protest was going, the FBI informants who'd organized it just all of a sudden led the protest inside, jumped the turnstiles, and committed acts of vandalism in full view of the press cameras. The next day, it was all on all the newspapers all across the country. Those so-called peace activists were beating up on Mickey Mouse. And then in the 1970s, during the COINTELPRO hearings, it came out that this was organized by the FBI at the request of the Nixon White House to somehow discredit the peace movement so the war could go on. And that's another reason to look at the Boston bombing as a likely government false flag. Because now we're starting to see the agenda to demonize the Patriot movement, to demonize anybody who doesn't agree with private central banking, to demonize anybody who thinks the nation is headed in a very bad direction and would like to see a change in course. So when you see an act of terror that's blamed on this group so that you will hate them and demonize them, it's usually a false flag. Israel carried out all kinds of false flag terror to blame on the Palestinians, so that as Israel took more of the Palestinians' land, the world would say, ah, they deserve it. They're just terrorists over there in Palestine. And then we find out years after the fact that Israel set up the hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe, so Israel could look great and the Palestinians look bad. Attack on the USS Liberty, done by Israel to make Egypt look bad. That one didn't work out. Levant affair, bombings in Egypt blamed on the Egyptians. Bombings against British and American assets blamed on the Egyptians. That one also didn't work out. So these kind of false flags happen all the time. And for that very reason, that need for any legitimate group seeking socio-political change, the need for them to have public support, is why pretty much all these so-called terror attacks are false flags, to demonize those who seek positive change in society, to demonize the enemy ahead of a war. 9/11, blame it on the Arab Muslims. Oklahoma City bombing, blame it on the Patriot movement. Boston bombing, now they're starting to blame on the Patriot movement. And again, common sense. Why would anybody in the Patriot movement, other than the FBI informants, carry out any act that is going to destroy public sympathy and support for those sociopolitical objectives? And the answer is, they're not. Okay? So we're going to go to the phones. John in Virginia. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hi. Speaking of who they're going to pin this on, it's a great question, and the other question is who benefits from who they pin it on, and they're switching over to the quote, Patriot movement, which are really peace activists trying to exercise their First Amendment rights. But I just wanted to say, I just want to throw this out there and see what you think. I wonder if they're just waiting for enough time to elapse until they feel comfortable that after their pleas in the media for the public to turn in all their videos and pictures, that they feel that they've got all this stuff in their hands now, and then they come out with their fake story because they got all the, you know, everybody wants to help. If you read all the stories, every story says, oh, the police want every video and picture they can get their hands on. You know, turn your camera and fix it. Well, of course. So everybody's going to hand them the stuff once it's in their hands, and they feel like it's all in their hands. Well, now it's time to come up with their fake story and start looking for the 40-something white guys.
Well, if we were still in the age of film cameras, that might be true. But I think all of these people in Boston who are sending in their photos and their videos are simply sending digital copies, and the originals are still on their smartphones and their digital cameras. So I'm not sure what they may be looking for is any compromising images they're going to have to explain away in the official story. Okay, we got to take a break for commercials here. Thank you for the call, John. And for our Justin audience, I got to turn down the volume here for just a couple minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show. And again, I view it as interesting that unlike 9/11 and USS Cole, we don't have a ready-made villain to present to us, because I think the agenda this time is to say, we must find the Boston bomber, and we have to kick down doors, and we have to examine records, and we can't be bothered with that pesky warrant stuff. It's an emergency. There are more bombers out there. And they may, in fact, set off more bombs to build a sense of urgency and impetus to where the American people are going to say, oh, yes, take away the rest of the Constitution. Save us from the mean old bombers. And it is a crock. Now, getting back to Syria, we were talking about how Syria is all of a sudden making gains against the hired mercenary army. And now the United States, this is coming from Fars News, the United States has issued a very strange offer to Syria in that they are now offering to prevent further war in Syria if Damascus will agree to break all their ties with Iran. And there you start to see part of the agenda to try and break up the Middle East opposition. What the U.S. is basically saying is they will stop funding the hired mercenaries if Assad agrees to basically sever his political relations with Iran, which presumably includes the Mutual Defense Pact. So they're trying to fragment up the Middle East to break it into little tiny, easy to conquer pieces. I don't know what Syria is going to do with response to that, but it is very revealing of the true U.S. agenda that they even made that offer. And they're tacitly admitting that hired mercenary army is under U.S. control, because they can't offer to stop the war unless they are controlling the war. Now, down in Venezuela, of course, there's a huge uproar over the very close election by which Maduro, Hugo Chavez's heir, if you will, has won an election to complete his six-year term as president. And the opposition is screaming, vote fraud, vote fraud, vote fraud. They want a recount. They want a recount. The United States is saying, yes, there must be a recount. Again, it looks like they were trying to steal the election. They didn't quite steal it enough, and they're hoping the recount will put them over the top. Barring that, we already know from the opposition, who is backed by the U.S. and backed by the private central banks, that they will kick up a huge civil uproar and try and create the illusion of a popular revolution against the hated evil tyrant Maduro, who's continuing the policy of reasonable wages and salaries for the people of Venezuela, public ownership of public assets, selling Venezuela's oil for currencies other than the dollar, all those evil things which will lead to the victory of the terrorists over the American way of life. So Venezuela, very much in play. Now, speaking of Iran, Iran has now arrested several illegal foreign nationals that they caught inside their border with military imaging systems. Now, they're not saying what those imaging systems are, but I would speculate that they go beyond the current night vision and thermographic systems, because we know that terahertz radio technology that is now allowing TSA to look at you naked was first developed for the military for systems to look inside buildings using these ultra short wave radio waves. And we know this system is out there because somebody inadvertently released a video from one of these systems many years ago. It was presented as a thermographic image during a training drill. But because you could see the studs inside the wall, it was very clear that this was not thermographic. It was also a much higher resolution than thermographic. So it was at that point we began to understand that the latest generation of military imaging systems uses those terahertz radio waves to peek inside buildings, to watch you take your clothes off and do things with your wife and all that other stuff that they are now allowed to do without warrants, because we must find those Boston bombers, blah, 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 blah. Now, information has surfaced, and this was reported over at LibyaAgainstSuperPowerMedia.com, where Tony Blair, following the 9/11 attacks, he was even back then championing an attack on Libya. Got to get rid of that central bank. Got to get rid of that golden R, that upstart refusing private central banking. We've got to get rid of him. That's the agenda. Now, a lot of people are still talking about this amazing smashdown of the physical gold and silver prices. Now, it has rebounded today. And we are seeing reports in places like goldcore.com, where, as we speculated yesterday, investors and citizens were spooked into selling their physical gold, and the central banks are grabbing it as fast as they can. And the advice I was saying yesterday was, if you have physical gold and silver, I got a wedding ring, and because of that earlier caller, I've got a dime now, that if you have physical gold and silver, hang on to it. It will go back up eventually. And if you refuse to sell your gold and the private central banks can't buy it, then they cannot make good on all that German gold bullion they're supposed to be holding in safekeeping for a hefty fee. And the whole system is going to come crashing down. I think it will anyway. And the next step is going to be mandatory gold confiscation from the American people as soon as they get your guns. Bill Gross and Mark Faber are saying the same thing. In the long term, physical gold and silver is a good investment, is a wealth preserver. Even Cramer, Jim Cramer over there, is saying But now that they've worked to push those prices down, now is a time to buy. And buy physical. Don't buy those paper contracts. They cannot possibly be redeemed. What they'll do is when the contracts come due, they'll do what the Dutch banks are doing. Hey, we don't have the gold. Not to worry. We'll give you this ink and paper stuff plus 10 to 15 to 20% over. So you'll make a bunch of cash. And, of course, that cash will continue to decline in value very, very rapidly. We are hearing reported from all over the place, King World News is one of them, that physical shortages are showing up everywhere. The entire suppression of the gold and silver prices is exclusively by the flooding of these paper contracts into the marketplace. Going to go back to the phones. Aaron in Texas. Aloha, Aaron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. I just have a quick comment and a quick question. My comment first is, I've noticed that you got a lot of others sometimes talking about...
Okay, your phone connection is garbling. Can you back up and repeat what you said very, very slowly?
Okay, I said... sorry, Mike. Yeah, I've noticed that you get a lot of callers talking about, like, real conspiracy theories, like numbers and stuff like that that appear. No, and I'd like to, like, I'm trying to explain it more because about what's really going on in the world, they're too busy thinking about...
Okay, Aaron, I am really sorry. I cannot understand what you're saying. I'm going to ask you to call back in and see if you can get a cleaner phone line, but I really was having trouble hearing what you had to say, and I apologize for that. Unlike the big corporate media, we're working on consumer-level equipment, and some of it is starting to show its age, and I apologize for that. Now then, getting back to gold and silver. This is over at brotherjohnf.com, where they're pointing out how literally 100 years worth of silver, based in terms of the production of the world's silver mines, 100 years worth of silver as paper contracts were dumped onto the market in a single day. This is how the physical metal prices get crushed. Under the laws of supply and demand, it doesn't make any sense that as we hear of physical shortages around the world, the price would go down. It's being gamed. It is being gamed. Over at Project Mind Awake, they're reporting that U.S. silver wholesale suppliers are running out of all physical silver. There's a run on the physical silver. Happened yesterday while the media was all focused on Boston. I'm sure that's just a coincidence. But they're running out of the physical silver. It's all being done as paper contracts, and they can't deliver. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is out there saying basically the Federal Reserve is very much involved in this attempt to drive down gold and silver prices. And there's a variety of reasons. We obviously understand that for the New York Federal Reserve to reacquire enough physical gold to return Germany's gold bullion to them and Texas gold bullion to them, they have to buy up as much physical gold as they can, and they want to get it at as low a price as they possibly can because they're money junkies. And so they're going out to basically find ways to drive the price of gold down to scare you into selling your gold and picking it up at a cheap price. That's one of their agendas. Now, what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is saying is that they're using the crush of gold prices to prop up the perceived value of the U.S. dollar. Because if there is a fall in the U.S. dollar's exchange rate against gold or against any other currencies, it pushes up import prices. And inevitably domestic inflation. And the Federal Reserve would lose control over the interest rates. The interest rates would start skyrocketing. That's going to absolutely end this low-cost money with which the stock market is being propped up right now. So, anyway, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is saying it's all rigged, it's all manipulation, and again, this crush of the gold and silver prices is intended to scare you into running on down to your coin store or those little gold scavenge places. They even have them in the shopping malls. Bring us your old broken gold. We'll give you some paper stuff, and you can run off to the to the fashion store and get the current fashion colors to wear. So, anyway. Alan Grayson is now officially requesting an investigation into the mechanism by which Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan got the minutes of the Federal Reserve's interest rate setting meeting a day early. It opened up a huge, huge opportunity for insider trading to make overnight millions and millions of dollars by straddling the change in the interest rates. It wasn't supposed to happen. These reports are supposed to be made public all at the same time to level the playing field. And here we have the Federal Reserve accidentally, they're saying it's an accident, releasing this very key critical report to insiders inside the Congress, inside the U.S. government, and J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. The fraud is right out there in the open. The fraud is out there in the open. Now, we're hearing from over in Europe, this is from the Telegraph in Great Britain, that they're now starting to come to the idea that the Cyprus bailout is the new model. But now they're getting very worried about people taking their money out of the banks, so there's going to be a new change. They're going to go after real hard, unmovable assets. They're going after people's homes now. Sorry, we're going to have to take the equity in your home because we need it more than you do. They're looting the population, and it's right out there in the open. Remember what we said before? The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And it's going on all over the Eurozone. It's been happening here with the foreclosure fraud, with the runaway inflation that steals real wealth from your pocket after you've earned it. And it's just right out in the open. They're grabbing everything they can to keep their little pyramid scheme going. They're trying to start a world war as a distraction before the majority of the world's people figure out the fraud, figure out what's going on. Over at Refreshing News 99, IRS report shows many of the biggest tax cheaters live in wealthy areas. Well, how do you think they got wealthy? But the IRS has announced they're going to be focusing audits on small businesses this year. They can't be bothered with these big multi-million, multi-billion dollar corporations who are the biggest cheats of all. No, no, they're going to go after those small businesses because they don't have the money to fight a legal action for any length of time in court. They're easy pickings to go after those small businesses, forgetting that small businesses in the United States account for 60% of new job creation. We don't care about new job creation. We just got to grab more of that cash. We got to grab that. Put it in the banks. Keep the banks going just a little bit longer. The one good thing about globalism is that it has brought all of these private central banks to the edge of collapse all at the same time. Earlier on, before globalism, if one private central bank collapsed or was kicked out, the other nations enslaved to the private central banks would immediately invade and force them back onto private central banking. But if they all collapse at the same time, it gives the people of planet Earth the opportunity to restart and say, okay, this is a failed experiment. No more private central banking. No more money as a money-making venture for the banks. We need currency as a public utility being managed to serve the public, to serve the people, to serve the nation, to serve commerce without a piece of the action being siphoned off for the private central banks. That's the one good thing about globalism. It's all going to come crashing down at the same time. When we start talking about the blueprint for the new America, rule number one, no private central bank. Rule number two, no private central bank. Rule number three, no private central bank. When the Federal Reserve finally comes crashing on down, the first politician to stand up there and talk about reviving that same sick predatory system, you give them a good strong coat of tar and feathers and you run them out of town on a rail. Rough-hewn redwood leaves really nasty splinters. Now down in Guantanamo, they're trying to deal with the hunger strike that's going on down there. with forced feeding. You will stay alive so we can torture you longer. You will stay alive so we can wave you at the American people as the terrorist threat. Anyway, we're coming up here on another break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Please join us on the air and talk about what's going on in Boston and all these wars and the economy. Meanwhile, earlier today, magnitude 7.8 earthquake in Iran near the Pakistan border. Iran has declared a state of national emergency. That was a big, big wallop. We'll talk about that a little more when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about this monster earthquake in Iran earlier today, 7.8. Deaths have been reported because it's in mostly a remote area. They're still getting details out there. Iran has declared a state of national emergency. The number of dead is in the hundreds, and it was a monster quake, and they do get them in that part of the world. Now, speaking of earthquakes and the link between fracking and the sudden increase in minor seismic events all over the Midwest, there's a new dimension to the problems with fracking. Now, for those who don't understand what the word really means, it is a system developed by oil companies to try and extract more oil from wells that have been drilled that are starting to go dry. And what they'll do is they will force fluids down the well pipe. Instead of pumping out, they're pumping in under high pressure, and it's this cocktail of chemicals designed to help dissolve rock and fracture the strata, the oil-bearing strata, so they can suck more oil out. It sounds like it's a really good idea, but it has been linked to increasing chances of earthquake because they're using this special chemical mixture and not water. The chemicals are contaminating civil water supplies and have already several times. Now there's a new problem because along with releasing more oil from this underground strata, it's also releasing other minerals which can be toxic, including uranium, which is now being shown to contaminate water supplies near fracking operations as well. And the state of Pennsylvania has launched a study to measure how much uranium contamination is coming out of these fracking operations, and maybe that's one of the reasons why Barack Obama just signed an executive order raising the maximum safe exposure to radioisotopes in the drinking water. Some people were saying it's because Fukushima is going to have to dump their radioactive water in the ocean and it could get here, but now that we're all of a sudden realizing that this oil fracking operation is increasing radioactive contamination of drinking water, that's another reason for the executive order. Hey, go ahead and drink your radioactive water. Believe it or not, when radiation was first being discovered, it was touted as a cure for all kinds of illnesses. You could buy these water jugs that had radioisotopes in them to irradiate the water. And drinking this water that had been exposed to radiation was going to make you healthy and make your hair grow curly and all this other nonsense. And this was all accepted medical practice back then. A reminder that just because it's a doctor doesn't mean they know what they're talking about. They're just there to sell the next product here. Oklahoma is experiencing earthquakes near their fracking zones. Apparently, the biggest one was a 4.3 magnitude quake east of Edmond. And 4.3 isn't a big quake for those of us who've lived in Southern California. But for parts of the country that normally don't get quakes, it's a very alarming situation. And remember, the largest recorded quake in the United States was not in California, it was the New Madrid Fault quake. We'll be right back.